Welcome back to another episode of I Never Liked You with Mateo Lane and Nick Smith, and today we're discussing fast food.
Jesus, that got farther away.
Okay, so fast food. So I have a timeline in front of us of like the first fast food chains, etc. So you're not gonna look.
Okay.
And because we've learned in past episodes, you're not good with history, but. If you had a
allegedly.
Pick, well, I guess this is easier for you, but I'm just saying, like,
I eat Dunkin' Donuts every morning, Chipotle every day
but
for
Chipotle
lunch.
It's fast food.
It is fast food. It's
but
good.
But in the
fast
sense
food.
Of like, is it? I'm talking more like the burger chains, like the McDonald's, the Wendy's, the Taco Bell's. I know that's Taco, but
I've never met burger a fast King. Food chain I didn't like.
And so you have to pick your favorite. What, like, it's late night, you get one option, maybe you're hungover, whatever. You want fast food, what are you going for? Guilt-free meal.
If I want a burger, Burger King. If I
really?
If I want not a burger, Taco Bell.
Okay, so I would pick McDonald's. I would get a double quarter pounder with cheese, a large fry, a six-piece nugget, and a Diet Coke.
See, it's hard to choose between Burger King and McDonald's for me because
I don't like Burger King. I never liked it. They microwave their burgers. They charbroil, whatever.
See, I think their burgers are better than McDonald's burgers.
I don't think either are right home about, but they're always like warm, like microwaved warm. I never liked them.
McDonald's has better fries. They have chicken nuggets, obviously, but Burger King's burgers are better.
I disagree. And then McDonald's has better chicken nuggets. Better chicken nuggets, better fries. I think like a quarter pounder is better. And then just more fun. Burger King always felt like the sort of like, I don't know, loser younger brother.
Do I have a booger on my nose?
You don't.
Okay.
Do I?
No.
Oh.
I just thought I felt one. Anyways, Wendy's.
Wendy's.
If it's there, I'll do it. I like their Frosties.
I don't like that controversial statement. I don't like their Frosties. And I remember in high school, everyone would go like out to lunch and we would go to Wendy's. And I was like the square burgers. I just couldn't get behind
Wendy's.
Yeah, it's
not. I would prefer a Burger King or McDonald's burger. But if it's there, I'll do it. Do you consider Subway fast food?
I do. I guess what sandwich, like Quiznos, Subway.
Jimmy John's,
Leniwich.
I love Leniwich.
It just becomes, is it fast food? Is it, because sandwiches are all, the implication of fast food, is that the right word? Of fast food, meaning it's like, it's a burger that's being made quickly. Like a sandwich is already made quickly. The bread's already made. You already throw stuff on top of each other.
I do think it is technically fast food. Do you think Sonic is fast food?
Yes, Sonic, it's burgers.
It's fast food. Not only burgers.
Yeah, but it's known for burgers. So I would say that's fast food.
I would say Subway is considered fast food.
I mean, now Chipotle. It's a chain. So it's like it's
KFC.
That's fast food.
Popeyes.
It's fast food if you're getting fried chicken quickly because it takes the longest to make fried chicken.
What is the very first fast food chain? Has to be McDonald's.
Okay, let's see. So, I have the answer here. What do you think it is? What year and what do you think it is?
It has to be McDonald's.
It is not McDonald's.
It's not?
No. When do you think McDonald's was created?
1912. We're not doing this again.
1912, Nick. What are you... 1912? They had fast food.
Okay, when was Greece?
Greece, the country?
No.
Still existing.
The movie. It was the 50s. So
correct.
McDonald's was...
Go Greece, London, do
so McDonald's was the 50s?
You're close. It's 1948.
Okay.
So the first...
This building was built in 47.
The first fast food is 1921. It was White Castle.
Oh, I wasn't that. White Castle.
White Castle opens the first fast food hamburger stand in Wichita, Kansas... The beginning of their chain.
Wow.
1937, Vernon Rudolph launched Krispy Kreme donuts. Now that shocks me because we are not in the North. We were not used to Krispy Kreme donuts. So we didn't get Krispy Kreme donuts. I don't remember seeing a Krispy Kreme donut until I was like 16.
Did you ever sell Krispy Kremes in school as like a fundraiser?
No, but kids did. That's where I had my first Krispy Kreme.
We did. And I would eat an entire box of hot glazed donuts.
Yeah. I like when it comes down that like little, conveyor belt, yeah, like it's
glaze,
an assembly
like it's
line.
Just one big,
like it's a Model T.
Bukkake.
Like it's a Model T, Nick.
A Model T Bukkake?
Isn't that what it was called? A Model T. So do you know what that is?
Henry Ford.
So what is it?
Cars.
Yeah, very good. No, I do. If you get a Krispy Kreme donut freshly made, what's your favorite kind?
There's
of
almost
donut?
Nothing better.
What's your favorite kind?
A
of
French creller.
What's a French collar?
What?
What is that?
His what?
His, wait, let's do it. Ready? If you know what this is, write in the comments. Go.
I am Mr. Sterling's everything. Confidant. I am Mr. Sterling's.
You should go slower. This is too fast. We're going to retake this. And action.
I am Mr. Sterling's everything. His confidant. I am Mr. Sterling's right hand arm man. His silly rabbit.
His what?
His silly rabbit.
Is that what he calls you?
No. Okay. Scene.
Wait, what is a French crawler?
It's like a really airy glazed donut almost. It like is ridged. It almost looks like a butthole, but it's ridged glazed, but it's like airy.
Before a butthole before or after?
Partway.
Got it. Got it.
So not fully rosed out, but oh my God. But also not
right.
But it's airy and light.
Mine would be honestly like a classic Dunkin' Donuts vanilla sprinkle donut. What are you, the fucking Grinch? What was that laugh? You're evil. You're evil.
I can't believe you said Dunkin' Donuts.
Because if I want a donut, I know they have like a bunch of like highfalutin donuts. I just want like a normal Dunkin' Donuts vanilla frosting sprinkles. Hold on a second.
When did Dunkin' Donuts come about?
I'm gonna
guess. 1800s?
No. Hi, you're on the podcast. It's me and Nick. Okay, so okay. Now
what the hell's that?
This is Bob the drag queen, you asshole. Who do you think this is, Nick?
Well, you didn't tell me. Hi, Bob.
Hitter.
Bob, Nick didn't know when World War I was. He didn't know when World War II was. He didn't know when the Titanic was. And he didn't know when The Wizard of Oz was made.
Yeah, he also thought that slavery ended in the 1900s.
So Nick thought the atomic bomb was built in the 1800s, but thought slavery ended in the 1900s.
I didn't retain my history growing up. It is what it is.
For some crazy reason, Nick thought the camera was invented after The Wizard of Oz.
Bob, what do you think was
then 20 years later, they made the camera.
Bob, what do you think was the first fast food chain?
What restaurant do I think was the first fast food chain?
Yeah, right now we're talking about fast food, so we have questions for you. But what do you think was the first fast food chain in American history?
Probably McDonald's.
No.
And what?
KFC? No.
What year do you think it would have started?
It's White Castle. What year do you think it started?
I would say White Castle is probably 1943.
No, but closer than Nick. It was the late 20s.
I said
He asked when was Greece, and I was like, the country?
The movie.
Bob, what's your favorite fast food?
Give it to, honestly, Chipotle. I have to. They're just so good. They're really good at what they do. They know how to do that fucking Chipotle.
My problem with Chipotle is that I just hung up.
And that was that.
Bob. Here he is. So my problem with Chipotle is that they have cilantro in the rice, and I hate cilantro.
Grow up.
But you can ask without you can ask without cilantro.
Or you could just grow up and get over it.
Oh, you're one of the soap girlies.
I am. Cilantro to me tastes like soap.
Yeah, and I don't have that affliction. To me, cilantro tastes kind of like cilantro, to be honest.
But Mateo doesn't consider Chipotle to be fast food.
No, I didn't say it's not fast food.
That is what you said.
In this discussion, I'm saying we're talking burgers, right?
Because no, we were talking fast food, and you said you did not consider. Roll the tapes.
What, Bob?
If we're talking burgers, I'm going to be really country here and tell you that it is a restaurant called Crystal's in Georgia. I haven't really seen them outside of Georgia. It's called Crystals. And
Crystals?
Crystals with a K. Of course, Georgia was spelled with a K. I hate to see three next to each other.
You saw three crystals next to each other?
He's making a KKK joke, oh. Nick.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know what the KKK is, Nick?
Okay, I got it now.
Yeah, they came out last year. It's like, of course I know. They came off this last year. But Crystals is like, imagine White House, but like greasier. White Castle, but greasier.
greasier.
Do they put onions on everything? That's my only issue with White Castles. They have onions all over their burgers.
You can get the onions off, but you got to get a Crystal.
Did the person who started, is her name Crystal?
Yeah, is the woman who started, is her name Crystal?
I don't know who started Crystal. I haven't done much into the mythology behind Crystal.
It was Diamond. My name's Diamond, and I started this here chain. I call it Crystal after my sister.
Crystal Versace.
I realize now that Crystal's is a... It's called Crystal. It's not called Crystal. That's just the country side of me. I'm like, go to, head down to Walmart's. But it's just called Crystal with a K. Crystal.
That sounds classy. Nick's giving a look. All right. Well, where are you in the world right now, Bob?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I might go get some Crystal after this.
Oh, that sounds nice. Okay, great.
Tell your mom we said hi.
Yeah, tell Martha we said hi. Tell Martha and Hazel we said hi.
Will do.
We love you, Bob.
Bye. Bye. So what's your favorite fast food chain?
McDonald's.
Out of everything. You're out late. You're going to go to McDonald's.
McDonald's. I just, it's so, and it's not even, you never, the thing with McDonald's, you eat it and 20 minutes later, you're like, I have to shower.
I mean, the thing that's nice about McDonald's is no matter where you are, there's almost always going to be one.
Yeah. And it always tastes the same no matter where you go. It's just like.
Well, that's not true. Didn't Bob say it tasted different somewhere?
Well, I will admit, like, a McDonald's, I remember one time, like, McDonald's are, they function differently every city you go to. Because I remember one time I was, you know, I'm from Chicago. And I
are
was
you?
In, I was somewhere, like, a small town, and everyone was waiting. Like, you know, when you make your order, then you stand and wait for the food?
Yes.
So everyone was just, like, had a circle around the menu. And so I'm like, oh, they must have already ordered their food. So I walk up to go order, and the guy's like, what are you doing? I go, I'm ordering food. He goes, I haven't made a decision yet.
What?
And I was like, well, the menu hasn't changed much since 1948. I'm going to order a double cheeseburger plain. Like, they were. I had to sit there and wait for him to read the entire menu, then to go up and make his order. Like, we were at Cipriani's.
I hate people.
So.
And I love fast food.
Wow. Really? In Boston, right?
In Boston.
Yeah, Boston's very proud of the fact that they make Dunkin' Donuts. America's, what is it called?
And honestly, that's why I liked
What's
Boston.
What's the motto to Dunkin' Donuts?
American runs on Dunkin'. Nick runs on Dunkin'. Dunkin', if you're watching,
Nick doesn't,
please sponsor
Nick
us.
Doesn't run.
Nick does not run. Nick.
Nick slowly.
Day walks on Dunkin'.
I will admit, you do walk so fast. We were walking back to the cellar from dinner the other night. And you are like speed lunking down the street. And I know that your legs are 8'11", but
I was gonna say I have long legs and I'm frail, so the wind takes me.
People think that I am tall until I'm standing next to you, and then they don't know what height I am. People ask me all the time, like, they do. People online
thinks you're tall.
They're like, how tall are you? How tall are you? Are you 6 feet? This and that. Like, that's a big.
No one has said
yes,
that.
Yes, they do. And then when I'm standing next to you, then
you
the questions
all know.
Are.
None of you have thought
then
that.
Then the questions are, how short is Mateo?
No one thinks you're tall. No one has ever said that. I've read the comments. They don't think you're tall.
I think I have the perfect height. I like being 5'9".
I it's agree. A great I do. Height. I think that it is a good height. I do wish that I was shorter. I wish I was like 6 foot.
I think your evilness works in your...
No, I think my body works for my personality, but I evil. Wish I was shorter.
You are literally the Eye of Sauron in Lord of the Rings. You're that tall tower with the evil eye. Should we do a whole episode of Lord of the Rings? We should watch it together and then...
I can't do that again.
Look, we have 1 minute. Why don't we actually do what we were going to plan on doing this episode, which is early 2000s fashion.
What? We're talking about fast food.
I know. Well, we're done. So why don't we just quickly say, what are we? I'm going to pull up an image of Ashley Tisdale, because when you Google 2000s.
And the pink scarf and the jean mini skirt, I can picture it. I know it. Jeans on the red carpet was big in the early 2000s.
I guess she's got a Hello Kitty, like, eye cover. So she
but, like,
sleep
no matter
the
where
plane.
They were, jeans were, like, a big thing.
They were at the Princess Diaries 2 premiere.
Makes sense. Was she in that? I don't think so.
She wasn't in any of this. This one's for Ice Princess. Shut up. This one's for... It's true. All these pictures. Where was she here? Subway?
Where wasn't she there? That this, was like last week.
This is... Yeah, this was for, I don't even know what this is for.
She Absolute should be Vodka. A guest. She should be a guest on our podcast.
I'm sure she's easy to get. I'd love to talk to her about our experience together on Clipped, because I'm sure she thinks of it often.
I'd love to moderate that interview. We could have coffee grinds. You gotta stop it. Oh, Jesus Christ. Thank you for watching and listening to another episode of our podcast. Please leave a review, like, comment, and subscribe. And until next time. Right. One more.
No, we're done.